Hello everyone and welcome to the most remade podcast in the world, House of Games. Today I'm joined by my remake of a host, Mr. Odo. But just like most remakes, there must be an original. That is me, Rune. I have no idea what that means, unless something weird happened in a cosmic event somewhere else. But before this remake gets weird, let's enter this week's episode of House of Games.
Welcome everyone to this week's episode of House of Games, and today we are going to talk about remakes, reboots, and remasters and ports, which is just several ways to redo a game, basically, for another console or just update it and so on. And I think a good starting point is like, what is it, or what's the purpose of doing it? And I guess most of the time is to bring sort of a new audience into the same game or same idea without having to do an entire new game, or just want it to be available on some other platform or something like that.
To make money.
So, Rune, do you have any favorite remasters?
Yes.
Reboots or reimaginings?
Yeah, so I haven't played many remakes, I think. I played The Last of Us, the first remake, and the remaking it again. I have played that once. I played the original and the remake. Of course, I wish I didn't play the remake because I felt like it sort of ruined the first playthrough. I even think Last of Us 2 ruined my first playthrough because I just thought the first game was perfect in every way, shape, and form. I wish they didn't go back, and I wish I didn't go back to play the remake because some things are better left alone. And then on top of that, I have also played... I'm thinking, what other remakes have I played? I feel like I have only played that one. And of course, the Final Fantasy VII remake, which I love so much. But that's just because what they did is just so amazing and ballsy. Because that was one of those games that a lot of people didn't want them to go back and mess up because of the original one is so good and, you know, how loved by everyone. But the way they made that remake they changed so much in it, so the story is different from the original and everything. It's just so good how they made that remake, and I think that's probably the coolest. And the way I would like remakes to be done, like of old games, I suppose. But another nice thing with remakes is, for example, Horizon 1, I have played a little bit, but that was back when I was sort of fed up with the open world games, or I couldn't play them because I had too much OCD to do everything before I move on from whatever area I'm in. So I'm planning to get the remake for the PlayStation 5 once I get a PlayStation 5, probably next year when we move back to Sweden, I'm going to get one. So in that case, it's perfect. Yeah. It's great that they keep making these remakes. I know a lot of people get upset because it's money grabs, but at the same time, I think it's not, because, well, I found myself wanting a lot of these remakes because I never played the first one when it first came out. But I think also that a lot of the complaints come from game critics or people in the industry who play everything. And maybe they're really like hardcore fans who plays everything as well. And I think, I mean, the numbers don't lie. I feel like a lot of people are, even though I sort of consider myself as a hardcore gamer, I just don't have time to play since I started a family. But now these remakes are perfect. I love them because now I can play like the best versions of whatever game on the latest console and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I think, to me also, I think preservation is a reason also why I like remakes and remasters and reboots and everything. That some games are just available on some either obscure or old console that's you can't even buy the console like from the first party anymore. So you have to like buy a secondhand like PlayStation 2 or something and then hope that works and then find a copy and hope that works. Mm. And if not, it's like not possible to play it at all. So I think doing a remaster or something like that is really nice for preserving like the idea of what the game was in the first place. Mm-hmm. And you know, if possible, if I ever make games like public, then it would be really fun to like continuously updating them like many years after, just to make sure they work on like current generation of at least PC, I suppose, that, so that you can play it. I don't know how possible or difficult that would be, but that would be like the optimal scenario.
Mm.
But let me tell you about the ultimate remaster, in my opinion. So for that, for me, was StarCraft, the first one that they remastered. So I only actually played the first StarCraft game maybe a year or something before the remaster was announced. So for me, I didn't come from a background of like playing it during my childhood and stuff. It just, I tried it out because I've heard many good things about it, but I've never played it, so I just wanted to check it out. So then I heard that they're doing a remake, and then leading up to it, they had like a really like good like social media strategy or like news strategy or whatever you would call it. So they would post like once a week the progress with the remake and sort of the challenges with doing it. So for example, here we have this like Thurg something building that, you know, we can't even figure out what it's supposed to look like or what is it displaying because there's just pixely. So then they would have to contact like the original artist and have their like original sketches and like discuss with them what exactly are we portraying when we do it in like higher detail. So you could like follow the journey of remaking this game. Cool. And they also had or still have on this on their website, you can select a filter that you move like left and right and then have the same gameplay footage rendered in the old version with pixely and then the new one. So you could just compare what is, will this like game look like in old and new styles. And also, when they launched the game, it was like during the gameplay, at any time, you can switch between old and new gameplay. So if you want to play the old one, but you want to do it in 4K, for example, you can do that. And you can, it doesn't, you don't even have to restart the game or anything. It's just like the flick of a switch. And then you exchange in-game and mid-game, if you want to the old one, which I really appreciate that you can do it. And something, I don't know if it's still valid, but at least when it launched also, which is very cool, is that it was 100% compatible with the old save files. So if you had like an old save file from your Windows 98 computer and you just move that to your new computer, then you could play that save game without issue in the remastered version. And multiplayer, as I understand it, was also compatible, so that if you had the one guy playing on this Windows 98, he could play with like my modern like Windows 11 PC without issues, because like the clients were completely compatible. So that's really super nice that they, you know, didn't want to like bury the old one in favor of the new, but sort of really respected what the game was and then just tried to enhance that.
Interesting. It sort of sounds like it's using literally everything the original game had. Like, just the same code, everything the same, but just like slapping on better graphics. That's how I was envisioning the Final Fantasy VII remake when they said they were going to make it. Because I was like, they shouldn't touch that game because it's just perfect the way it is. And then I was thinking, but it would be probably acceptable to just the same game, basically, but up-rest everything. I think that that game I'm explaining now actually exists on mobile, I believe. Encourage you to play it, Odo, or the original one, if you once you get there with, on your Final Fantasy journey. But it sort of sounds like that's what they did with StarCraft. You said StarCraft or Warcraft?
StarCraft.
Hmm. So it sounds like it's just like the original game and then you slapped on kick-ass graphics on top of it. Because I'm thinking from a programming point of view, like how do you even do that where you can slide back and forth while you play the game? Like, that sounds really complex. Or maybe it's easy if you have a game that is so old that it's not really taking up so much CPU power. Because I do know there are some Nintendo Switch games or Nintendo games that there's something about a Dragon Boy, Dragon Blue, like, whatever. And you can also go back and forth between the old graphics and the sort of new cell shade graphic or whatever it was. And you just do that with a button press. So I imagine that the other game is just running in the background or something. I don't know. Or if it's just the sprites that swaps out automatically.
Yeah. I assume that you have maybe, like, for everything you... So I think... I don't quote me on this, but I think they actually did... like upgrade, just took the source code for the original game and then just updated it to work with modern computers. Because as I understand it, they kept stuff like, so people have been playing StarCraft multiplayer so much that they found like, oh, if you this bug enables you to do this thing that... For example, there's this... it's so long ago I played this, I don't remember all the names. But you got, like, the Zerg, like, bat things. Is it a Mutalisk, perhaps? Don't remember. Then you have, if you select those and, like, attack some target, I think they'll just be spread out, I think, something like that. And that makes them more vulnerable to be attacked by the enemy. But then if you select those and one of those super slow, I think Overlord or maybe they're called something like that. If they select that big bunch of bats and then one of those super, super slow units, then the bats will just clump together, which means... that they will be less vulnerable to attack because only one of them will be attacked, something like that. Mm. And that's, as I understood, it was some sort of bug that they kept in the game just to make the strategies and everything the same for the new game and not change that anything, which is really cool, I think.
Mm.
And the only thing I think that I wish that they would do more of is that the cutscenes, because they have... This was back in the day when they have pre-rendered cutscenes.
Hmm.
So the only thing they did with that was upscale it. And I was hoping that they would like completely remake those with like new graphics and maybe motion capture and everything,
which
they didn't do. So that's the only thing. But other than that, a fantastic remake.
Hmm. And Blizzard, right? Star, the developer.
Yeah, exactly.
They're really good at CG. Trailers as well, so that would be cool to see.
But I heard they completely butchered the Warcraft 3 remake, so I'm not sure how they did that since they did such a good job on StarCraft. Maybe they're probably different teams, of course, but feels like they should have done like a better job. As I heard it, it was a lot of bugs and a lot of stuff that they just ignored with the original one that they should have brought over.
Yeah, now I even feels even more like the original one that they didn't change anything, just put on better graphics, because back then games were just more functional than new ones. And StarCraft 3 is, I mean, it's not old, but it's not, I mean, it's not new, nor is it super old. So I feel like that's reached that generation where games got quite buggy. And then maybe they didn't just, you know, bring over all the code and everything and just try to remake stuff in the code and so on. And with today's standard, it's just buggier games. But, you know, it's just a guess.
Yeah. I guess it's when companies were able to patch their games is when the issue started, because then you can ship a game that you can fix later on. But if you don't have that, then you would have to really make sure it works as it should before ship it. Otherwise, it's too late forever.
Yeah, I think it's... I mean, I'm happy that we can patch games, because I've released games and I needed to... One of them, at least, I really needed to patch on launch. But then again, it's... I don't know. If it's a big studio, I feel like it's... their job to fix the games before they release them. I feel like, but when you're a tiny studio, it's just impossible to find everything. Obviously, the bigger games, the bigger studios, the bigger games, that are more things that can go wrong. But there are some games that are just so bloody broken. And with that kind of budget and with that company behind it, it's quite, I don't know if unfair is the right word, but sloppy at least. So, I was just thinking about today's episode regarding remake, remasters, reboots, and all that. Because what the audience doesn't know is that we started an episode and you totally screwed up because you didn't know how many versions of that word it was. And then I think you Googled something. Did you learn the difference between them all? Or?
Yes. Huh. Well, let's see here. I have an article here from Kevuru Games is the website. So let's see what the... Okay, so here it says, let me actually, now that we're doing video, I can share my screen. So let's see here.
It would be fun to maybe go through all of them and see if we can give example of a favorite from each category. Because I don't know the difference between. I just mentioned Final Fantasy, and they say it's a remake, but I would say that's a reimagination or something.
So this is what it says. So here, at least for let's see, a remaster. Then I suppose. So a remaster has, according to this, graphic changes. But not gameplay changes, not storyline changes, and not game design changes. So a remaster is only graphics then. Interesting. Yeah. So then I would guess like the StarCraft one, I guess it's called remastered, obviously, but that would fall under like remaster because it's only graphics. And I guess... You know, ideally, that's the only thing you want, in my opinion. Like gameplay changes, I guess if there's, like, this mechanic worked so bad that it's not fun to play, or something like that, you could change it. Storyline, I think, it shouldn't be changed because it's sort of the idea of the game in, you know... that's what the game is, sort of, like the identity of it.
Yeah, I was thinking about some of the remakes.
I guess, yeah.
I was thinking like Resident Evil 4. They sort of changed some of the gameplay. And then they always say like life of improvement changes, stuff like that. But I would actually like to see, for example, Silent Hill 1, if they remake that game, which is... Or is it the Silent Hill 2 they're talking about remaking? But let's say Silent Hill 1. I would actually love it to be exactly like the original one, but just with insane graphics. Or even better, these Resident Evil games, when you have a static camera, it's just stuck in a corner somewhere. And it's called tank controllers. I think that would be cool if it was left just like that. But then... people don't like it, it seems like, because it's not modernized or whatever. But I, at least I would like to, they leave that mode in it, because that would be so cool to just play, for example, Resident Evil 1 with the same angles and everything. Yeah. And I think that adds to this, the spookiness too of those games, especially the Resident Evil games, when you don't know if there is a zombie in front of you because the camera angle won't tell you. So I wish games had those modes in them. And in terms of if you made remade Resident Evil, well, they're sort of remade all of them now, but the Resident Evil 2, for example, because you have made this whole world in 3D, it wouldn't be that difficult just to set the camera positions, you know, make a script and the camera goes here when you walk through the here same. The camera goes here and so on. So I feel like that would be, wouldn't be that hard to to make.
Yeah. But have you played the first Resident Evil game?
Yes.
Or the first remake, I mean.
So that's, yeah, that's the higher res version of the original one, right? The
Yeah, exactly. So they have the static camera angles and everything. So it's just, I would say just a remaster, since it's just the graphics.
Yeah, I like that one. But I feel like that's the only one. And the StarCraft you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. But to the point of this, so I think it's weird that the UX UI is not part of like graphic changes according to this. But if, because it feels like if the menu is updated to be better, then I would consider that like in the same category as this.
Mm.
You know, since it doesn't change anything about the game, it's just where do you click to whatever.
Mm.
So remake then. So a remake can be everything, I suppose. Possibly not gameplay and storyline changes, but it could also be that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think a remake is like totally redoing it, like Ratchet and Clank did that.
Hmm.
Yeah, and Resident Evil 2, as we discussed.
Oh, there are some options there, yeah.
Where it... Yeah, exactly. So, what was I talking about? It was some game before Resident Evil 2, I said...
Ratchet and Clank.
Yes, exactly, yeah. So they did remake that, but it's sort of a... like a breaking the fourth wall sort of, because it's one of the characters retelling the first game. So it's sort of the first game, but it's sort of different because of that, because then it's sort of a storyline change where it's like this character's version of the first game and not the actual first game, which is, I would wish it's just a graphics update and that's it. Mm.
But that's sort of a, well, I see Final Fantasy VII was on that list too. I think that like sounds cool though. If you're gonna remake it and not just make graphic updates the way I would like them to be, but I don't know if it's just from a nostalgia point of view or not. But if you're gonna remake them, I do. Like I said, the Final Fantasy remake is so good because I feel like I'm playing a different game. Yet I've played it before, and it's just a beautiful combination of being nostalgic and at the same time, just the most jaw-dropping in terms of graphics game I ever played. So I really like that, and I feel it's kind of ballsy too to go back and change on things that people hold near and there. And it's also quite, you know, you respect the original game because you are not remaking it or whatever. So I think it's kind of cool when they, if they're gonna remake things, that they sort of put that kind of twist to it. Like the PlayStation remakes we get nowadays, the Spider-Man, The Last of Us, Horizon, and so on, those are the least interesting remakes for me. They just work because, for me, they are fine because I haven't played them yet. But, man, they're not exciting. And then they go, oh, well, we added this mode. And I'm like, well, I don't really care about that. It would be even cooler if the Last of Us 2 remake was a different story or something, or like that Ratchet and Clank example where someone else tells the stories, it's different. Whatever, it would be cool, but... Yeah.
Yeah. But it's sort of weird to me that they remake this game, like Last of Us, that it feels like maybe, you know, you're old, so you don't think the same way the kids do. I don't know. But it feels like that game, like Last of Us 2, like, just came out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why remake it? Why not just update it, since it's like to the same console, for example? So it's like feels like too early to remake it. It should just be an update instead.
Mm. But that would be that kind of a perfect example, which I would love to play the remake if I hadn't played the original one. And I also think it is what you mentioned on top of the show, that it's just to invite a new audience. And I feel like they get a new audience with the HBO show that came out. And I've heard that these remakes are also like new talents in these studios work on them. So you don't, we as gamers don't really lose anything on this. Yeah. It's just, it's really good all around, great for everyone. You have new talents in the studios get to work on these things to familiarize themselves with the tools to make games and so on. And people like myself who miss a lot of these games or didn't play them when they first came out, I can a chance to play them again, or for the first time, but in the latest version. But I would be quite disappointed if remaking these games ended up in we getting less games from these studios. That would be quite disappointing, and especially nowadays when these games takes like 3-4 years to make. Especially if you're an Naughty Dog game fan, you get very few games. And now it's like almost more remakes than original games coming out. So I can see why people are disappointed, but I do think all around it's a good thing. And you want these studios to make as much money as possible, because then, you know, they will keep making amazing games.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Let's move on to reboots then, I suppose. I guess maybe the Ratchet & Clank one is a reboot, because this storyline changes, and I don't know what gameplay changes mean. Maybe new levels, or like the way you play it is different. Not sure, actually.
Yeah. My Knife Boy was a reboot. I remember I Googled these things because I was going to call it Knife Boy Remastered. But then I talked to someone and someone told me to Google it. And then I felt like, well, remake is what it makes most sense, because it did add some gameplay to it. And I added, like, you can have weapons and a shop. I added a bunch of stuff, and I can't remember if the story changed at all. I might have changed a couple of words here and there, because the game is translated to so many languages. So I had these sort of speech bubbles in the cutscenes, if you will. And they were already translated to all these languages, which I couldn't go back and change, obviously, because the people who translated them was just years ago. So it is what it is. But I feel like I did change a couple of things in the English version of the game, at least. But, you know, to fulfill a reboot doesn't mean that you have to change all of these things, I suppose.
Yeah, true. Let's see where we are on this. And then I guess ports. So I guess this is, not sure exactly. So as it says, like, everything except storyline changes is like the definition of a port, I suppose. And I guess this is something that people do all the time, I guess. And it's just to reach audiences that use different devices, simply put.
I feel like port is not even confusing.
No, exactly. I would agree. But I guess it's like technically remaking something in a new way, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, technically speaking, you do remake everything to make your game work on a different system, especially if you go from a powerful console to the Switch. You remake a lot of it, the game stuff in the game, but it's, you know, it's a port. It's just to bring the game over to another system. I feel like that one is is not as confusing as the other ones to know what is what.
Yeah. Oh, here we have a summary. So, a remaster is an improvement in the visuals of a game without interfering with its other aspects. And then a remake is a redesign of a game while retaining its key characters and story elements. A reboot is a new game with a fresh storyline, including some elements of the original game. And then port is transferring and optimizing a video game to run on another platform. Yeah. Well, that sums it up pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I think... Can you come up with an example from each category, a game that you really like?
Yeah, so remastered and I suppose StarCraft. So since we are on that topic, I guess I could actually show you. Let's see here. This one. So here is, I found the old article from April of 2017. So here is what it says about like remastering. So this is one of the articles I read when it was about to come out. So here you see that it just gone from these blobs that you can't really see clearly what it is. And then you see they have to like go through old manuals and concept art and cinematics and stuff. And realize that it has hands, for example, which it's almost impossible to see here. And you have all of these like little details that must be so hard to like realize what you're improving, especially with the Zerg ones, I think. Which is really interesting. I think I really like when developers like Factorio does this really well as well, but when they really go in depth about how they do things and really like explain their thought process, it feels like there's so much like attention to detail that there is some thought there and it's not just slap a new whatever on.
Yeah, cool.
So really, really nice. Let's see here. So I'm gonna go back to the other article. So yeah, that would be an example of a remaster. And then remake, I suppose, I think since I know the original one best, I think Resident Evil 2 that you can see here is like the best example of that. So that was, as I remember it, the same as Resident Evil 1 where you had fixed camera angles. And the new one is like a completely like over the shoulder third person, like newer, like Resident Evil 5, for example, that style of gameplay. And it's really like, I don't know if there's changes in the storyline or something like that, but it's like graphically and everything else, and I guess also gameplay wise, it is a bit of a difference since it has most of it, but just it's a different way of playing it, I would say. And then reboot, I don't know if it's a favorite, but like the one, as I said, the best one is, I guess, Ratchet and Clank. So where it's really like they've taken, like, I would say maybe 90% of the original levels are there and it's sort of in the same way, but it's a different game, I would say, completely. So it's very, like, since it's a retelling, it's like the ending of some levels are different and like the ending of the entire game, and there's added some stuff, and it's not the original game, so I guess that would qualify, probably.
Yeah, I think...
And then ports, I guess you could just pick, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this fucking lag.
Yeah, I don't know if port, I can't even think of anything there, but... if I go with the remasters, I see that you have Dark Souls 1 here. I played the original one and I played his remaster. I really enjoyed it just as much both times. So I guess that would be my remaster favorite. And remake, Final Fantasy VII, without a doubt. I can't wait for the second part to come out this year. It's actually quite soon. But I'm going to hold off with it until I get my PlayStation 5. I think I'm going to hold off to get a PlayStation 5 until the Pro comes out. There are rumors that it might come out alongside Grand Theft Auto 6. So probably I will get a PlayStation 5 Pro and play Final Fantasy 7 Remake on it the first thing I do, and then maybe jump into Grand Theft Auto 6. Even though I'm not a huge fan of those games, but they're always somewhat enjoyable. And it seems like it's going to be quite sick.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But anyway, reboots. I think the God of War reboots are probably my favorite reboots. I never thought about Ratchet & Clank being a reboot, the one you talked about, because I'm pretty sure I played the original one, and I'm pretty sure I played the reboot you talked about, because I feel like I played all the Ratchet & Clank games, but it never... I just never thought about it, I suppose, that it was being told from a different point of view. Maybe it's because the original one is so long time ago I played. I didn't know about it and I didn't think about it. But that would be my three games.
Yeah. Something else that I thought about, actually a recent example. So we have Half-Life is actually a really good... let's see here. Really good example of it. So let me just do. So it's a very old game. So if we go to the official website, we have, you know, from 1998. So we have the 25th hour update, which just fixes things and, you know, makes it better. But it's the exact same game.
Mm.
Not even graphics updates, other than like fixing glitches and stuff. But it's really. So what would you categorize that under? I suppose maybe. I don't even know. It's not even one of these. It's just a. It's just an update to the game. Mm-mm. I guess it's not even a new game. So. I guess that would be, you would have to have it as a new game completely for it to be, like, qualified to be a remaster or something. So this is just an update, I guess.
Yeah. I would like a remaster. And then
you have on the other end of that, yeah. Yeah. And then I guess you have on the other end of that, you have Black Mesa, which is, like... I don't even know what you would qualify that as. Maybe as an official reboot, perhaps? Because that's just taking the game with new voice lines, new, like, rebuilding the entire engine. No, not rebuilding the entire game in a new engine. I guess, I don't know if it's in the... Source engine or Source 2. But anyhow, it's really, like, if you compare, it's an entirely new game, but it's the exact same game, except new visuals and everything. And I think the ending of it, the Zen levels, are completely remade from the original ones. Since they said, like Valve, I think, said that that's the section of Half-Life that they're the least happy with. That it's, I don't know what it was, but it's something like it wasn't what they wanted to make with it.
Ah, okay, cool.
Wait, so, yeah.
But this is Black Mesa, I never heard of this. Is this Half-Life?
Yes, it's the, so if you want to play the original Half-Life, but you hate, like, old graphics, then, here it is. Here is Half-Life if it were made nowadays, I would say.
So that is what I... So, like a remake, then, that
it's like... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you can see here where it's just... Everything is just made so beautifully. It's like a really amazing game from what I played. I played it... Like, initially they released it up until... when you enter the Zen level, which is the end of the game, and they hadn't released that, and then it took a couple of years for them to release that, so I said to myself, oh, I'm going to play it when they release that, but I didn't when they did release it, so I've played the first half of it, but really amazing from you know, what you can see here, and it's all the amazing glory of the first game, but just in a more beautiful package, I suppose.
Cool.
And new music also, new voice acting. There's just so amazing. And it's they also got to, like, initially it was just a mod, but they got to release it. They got the blessing from Valve to release it as a separate product, and then they built a company around that, as I understand it.
Ah, yeah, I was going to ask. I've never heard of this, and is Valve behind this? But I guess it's not Valve behind this. It's a different company.
So, yeah, so it's just the modders, like, initially, but then they worked on it for, I think, something like, it was in development hell or something for like 15 years or something. And then eventually they released the first half, and then, like, maybe, I don't know if it was 5 years or something after that, they released like the second half of that. Mm. So now it's the complete Half-Life experience, I suppose.
Cool.
Where you can see it's very, very beautiful.
Mm. Very cool.
Yeah. So, and now it's 80% off. So, yeah, maybe, oh, you won't see this before when this episode airs. But, sorry, I'm sharing the wrong tab. This, I was just, I clicked on the, so it's 80% off, but it's going to end before this episode airs. So, damn it. But very good. I recommend it absolutely if you want to play the first Half-Life game, but hate the old graphics.
Yeah, I don't mind the old graphics, but I would still like to. I haven't played Half-Life since I was, I don't know, 13 or something. So I would love to play this one, and I think I'm gonna pick it up now that I have my monster computer not sitting on it now, but in Tokyo. So I and these types of games, they're quite short as well, so it's perfect to just plow through it in a couple of nights. That's a commitment I can do.
Yeah. So did you manage to ship the computer to Japan?
Yeah, it came very well packed, and it's working perfectly. There are some drivers that I need to update, nice. And I have no clue how to do it, but I can figure it out, I guess. It's just I can't be arsed. The computer works for what I need it to work by making my game, and that's all I care about. But I might have to look into how to update the drivers and all that stuff if I'm going to play this Black Mesa.
Nice. Well, very nice.
Mm.
What do you think about your game? So would you, like, in the future, for example, the Red Colony games or Knife Boy, would you, like, continually update them and release them again, or would you just keep them as is, and then it's up to modders, for example, to keep them alive if they want to do that?
When it comes to Red Colony, I would actually love to. I can't even remember if it was a remade or a remake, but change the graphics. I would love to sort of combine the first three games into one big pack, and then release that on, for example, PlayStation 5. That would be really cool. And fix the graphics. But I wouldn't be bothered doing that unless I can really make it look different with not too much effort. So one of the original ideas was to make the characters not look so anime stylish, but then it sort of fell into that. So it would be cool to make them look like proper 3D character, but in 2D. I don't know how I would pull that off, but that would be cool. And then sort of combine all the three games into one game. So I guess that would be a remake and change some of the story plots throughout and add some of the story that I missed out on in Red Colony 3. And I also would love to voice the whole thing. That would be so much fun to go back and work on that, because it was super fun to make those games. And one of the original ideas was also to make the camera look like someone is stalking you throughout the entire game. And I didn't want to have these cutscenes that takes place when you walk through doors and up the stairs and so on. So I wanted the camera to sort of zoom in on the legs or on her face or whatever. Those things I think I could pull off today in terms of my programming skills. So that would be really fun to do. But nah, if I keep making games, it will be new games. It would only be if I made a really successful game, so I felt like I could, in quotes, waste a year of remaking the Red Colony games.
Right. Well, for the graphics part, have you played Catherine, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's... I'm thinking like 3D, but not 3D. So maybe it would be something like... Let me show you. So here, for example, where you have these characters that are sort of... You have some cutscenes that are in 3D, but you have some that are like actual anime, like 2D animation.
Mm.
But in most of the cutscenes, they are like 3D like this. So I assume something like that, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, but that is just far too complicated for one person. I was thinking more...
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically what it is now, but just make it look less anime. I'm not quite sure how to what word I'm looking for or what style it is, but a different style, but basically the same game, but a different style. Yeah.
Right.
And it, I mean, had I the money, how cool would it be to make the whole trilogy like a Resident Evil 2 type of game in that graphics? That would be really cool. But that would be a big team. I would need a big team for that.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, cool. What else? I think we cover most of the ground for remakes and reboots and all of it.
Mm.
Do you have anything else to add before we end the episode?
No, it was fun recording this with this insane delay. I'm still in the mountains, so the connection has been difficult today. But thanks for listening, everyone, and it would be fun if someone could write in the comments what's your favorite from these categories: remake, remade, and reboot.
Yes, absolutely. That would be lovely. It would be even more lovely if you could send us a voicemail and sing a song about it. Reboots, perhaps.
Yes, yes. That would be awesome.
Yeah, so I'll make sure to link that in the description at the bottom, usually. Nice. Yeah, I think that'll do it for this episode. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Rune, so much for being my amazing co-host, as usual. Hi. And yeah, go remake yourself. We'll see you next week.
Nice this. Bye.